The artworks that are on display right now at the University Art Gallery, are some or all of these actually owned by Western?
Right. All of the works that are on display are owned by the university, and we acquired these works in the 1930s, and they're part of our collection. They were once displayed around campus, and now they're all housed at the University Art Gallery.
Do you know, were these works commissioned by the university, or how did the university come to own all of these?
Some of the works were commissioned. In fact, we have two portraits on display, one of President Morgan, who was president at the time when we acquired these works, and also a portrait of S.B. Hirsch, who was the first English professor, I understand. And we also had a couple other portraits that were commissioned. We aren't quite sure their whereabouts now. One was of Carolyn Grody, and we think maybe that one disappeared when Grody Hall was torn down, but we're not really sure. We're hoping that will turn up at some point. The other works, as I understand it, the Illinois Art Project artist would submit one painting once a month. They could submit more than that. These works would be put on display, and then sponsors such as Western Illinois State Teachers College and other federal, state, local agencies could view the works and then I think make decisions. And then we do have correspondence at the university archives that talks a little bit about how these works were displayed, and we decided to share some of those documents with the public in this exhibition so they can see the actual documents.
You mentioned there are some portraits. What about some of the other paintings? Are these all, I guess, do they all reflect the Midwest, or what sort of subject matter are in these paintings?
Well, American Scene subject matter was favored by these federal programs, and that simply is sort of representational work. The directors of the federal and state projects were not really in favor of abstraction, although we do have a few works that are quite expressive. So when people come to the exhibition, they're going to see an exhibition organized thematically. We have a lot of works that depict the city, Chicago in particular, and again, trying to show the progress that was being made through these federal programs. We also have a section on rural America because certainly farming needed to be an important sector of the economy, and there was a lot of support in terms of federal subsidies for farmers. And so we have a nice selection of work depicting everything from an apple harvest to a man plowing the field to some beautiful landscapes. And then we also have some other subjects that are quite unexpected in typical WPA collections. We have, for example, upstairs a religious painting, and I've never even thought about religious subjects being part of the WPA, but we have that. We have also just some really unusual paintings, such as the Gertrude Abercrombie painting that depicts a woman walking up the hill, and it's entitled Pump. And there's this tiny little pump, you can barely see it silhouetted against the sky, that our curator, guest curator, Dr. Gregory Gilbert, suggests could be a reference to pumping money into the economy through these various federal agencies. So there's some really interesting works, but our collection is unique in that we have a lot of different styles. It's not just the typical American Scene painting that you see in post offices and such. So I think we're very fortunate to have the range of subject matter, the range of styles, and then also we have mediums. I mean, we have etchings, we have lithographs, we have paintings, so a real range of mediums as well. We're very fortunate to have this collection.
Do any of these scenes or do any of these pieces reflect scenes from Western Illinois? Do you know?
There's some. Our scholar Gregory Gilbert has tried to at least begin asking questions about the collection in context of the university. I mean, what was happening in McDonough County when we acquired these works? And so I think the choice of the rural scenes probably was a concern, because certainly we have, farming, in our area. The other thing he was interested in is the number of women artists that are represented in the collection, and so certainly there was a commitment to a more progressive social agenda, perhaps, at universities and certainly around the country. I mean, the idea that art was democratic, there were a lot of progressive ideas happening, and so the fact that we have a lot of women represented in our collection is, I think, interesting. In the catalog, Dr. Gilbert also talks about African-American students coming to Western Illinois State Teachers College, and we do have one African-American artist represented in the collection. So we don't have documentation necessarily, on, you know, why these works were selected. We just know that they were selected, but we'd like to think that they reflect not only, you know, McDonough County and its concerns, or the citizens' concerns, as well as kind of concerns on a state and national level as well.
Do you have a particular favorite?
I think Gertrude Abercrombie's work is fantastic. She actually has a bit of a connection to
it. Which one is that?
It's The Pump. And actually, we have three works by her in the exhibition. One is from the WPA period. Two are from a much later period. But she was a major Chicago artist. She actually studied literature. She lived briefly in Aledo with her family, but spent most of her life in Chicago and, of course, you know, studied art there. But she's classified as a surrealist or magic realist, and I certainly think people will be able to see that when they see her work. But she also was interesting because she befriended a number of major or well-known jazz musicians and had, you know, kind of like salons in her home. I mean, not quite the same probably as Gertrude Stein, but she was very well connected with, I think, writers and artists and musicians. And so that, I think, adds another dimension to her. And we, in the exhibition, we do have one of her painting, or a photograph of her in her home, and one of the paintings that we own is shown above her on the wall. And so it's nice to see the work that we have now at the gallery in context of her home. I think there's just a lot of fantastic work. I very much like the lithograph by Margaret Otway of a farmer, and I think that's beautifully drawn. The Apple Harvest, I think, also by Gregory Lee Orloff, is just a beautiful painting in terms of the composition and this really lovely palette of greens and, you know, peach and blue and just very pleasing colors. I mean, it's a very typical American scene painting, but I think it's very pleasing to look at.
It's a very, it's, that is what I would consider to be a WPA
right.
painting. You sort of see, or the one of the jazz musicians there,
right.
but these, you know, these are surrealistic looking, and I don't think many people would associate surrealism with Works Progress Administration. Do you?
No, and I think, as I, you know, said earlier, the American scene was the favored subject matter. If you painted realistic representations, positive images of urban scenes or the farm, I mean, you were well thought of as an artist working through these federal programs. But the artists did have an opportunity to experiment. As I understand, they could work in their own studio or they could work in the studios provided, and so there's a lot of exchange between artists. I think Gertrude Abercrombie is unusual. In fact, when people see this, I think the pump that I discussed earlier, I think they're surprised because they don't expect to see, you know, that type of subject matter. Why we had chose to include two works that she did long after the WPA because she, like many artists, continued in their careers because the WA supported them. I mean, she said, after being offered a position, you know, in the WPA, she said, I realized I had ability, and she continued on as an artist. So I think it's nice that we're able to include these two paintings that support that. But yes, I mean, there's some paintings that we'll see upstairs that are subject matter that, again, that I was a little bit surprised. But for the most part, you know, they are scenes of American culture, the landscape, the urban areas, and, again, anything that would support the show in progress, you know, these, you know, the beautiful landscape of Chicago, the Tree Studios painting. I mean, there's just a number of images that were meant to be positive representations of what was happening, even at a very difficult time in our country.
Well, why did you think now was a good time to put all of these pieces on display together in a single show?
There's a great story with this exhibition. I worked at the Figge Art Museum as education director for a number of years, and when I was there, Brad Bainter, who's vice president of the foundation at Western, had talked to me about his interest in having the WPA collection from this university shown at the Figge, and there were some transitions at the Figge, and so it didn't really happen as soon as perhaps the Western would like it to have happened. But we continued the conversation, and the first week I started work here in August 2012, with Brad's idea in mind, Billy Clow, the Dean of College of Fine Arts and Communication, and Charles Wright, the Chair of the Art Department, And I drove to Davenport, met with the new director, Tim Schiffer, and he had been on the job, I think, a month. Billy had been on the job, I think, a month. I had just started. And we met him and talked about possible collaborations, and we asked if it would be possible to show our collection. And as luck would have it, an exhibition had been canceled, and the second thing that was a factor in his decision was that the Figge was planning to host 1934, which was also a WPA exhibition. So they had an open gallery. They wanted to do a companion exhibition. This just fit the bill. And so I came back to Brad with great news and said, well, we have this opportunity to show. It's in a year, but we have to do a number of things. And one of them is we have to find a guest curator. We have to publish a catalog. And I wasn't really familiar with the collection that much at the time, but I knew that we probably would have to look at some conservation treatment. And my predecessor, John Graham, started that process, of course. He, I know, worked to help conserve the jazz musician's painting by Motley that we talked about earlier, and then also the Evermantle decoration that's on level 2 of the gallery. And so certainly that work had begun before I arrived, but we had this wonderful opportunity where everything came together. I don't think Brad Bainter knew quite what the expenses would be, but it was we found a lot of sponsors, and that was the other beautiful thing about this project was it was a great opportunity to bring the Foundation, College of Fine Arts and Communication, the community together to sponsor not only the exhibition and the catalog, but also the conservation treatment for 27 works. And so we're slowly chipping away at what needs to be done in terms of preserving this collection for future generations. But it was just a wonderful project that let us accomplish all these things. So, and it was a great partnership to work with the Figge. You know, it was nice to be able to have that opportunity to show our collection there. It looked fantastic there, but I also think it looks really good in this space too, because these are more intimate rooms, galleries, and I think our collection shows very well. So we do hope people come to see it.
And what do you hope the people come away with after seeing all of these works exhibited together in this space?
Well, I'm very proud of the collection that we have. I mean, we're a regional university, and we have, I think, a very nice collection. And I think a lot of people in our community and perhaps even at the university do not know that we are a collecting institution. Our name is the University Art Gallery. We could easily be called the University Art Museum because we are a collecting institution. And I've talked to a lot of people, and they just are surprised that we have works here. And so I think the first thing is just to make them aware that we are a resource. We are not just a university museum. We are a museum that serves the community. And I think we have a nice collection. And I think as certainly my predecessors have shown aspects of the collection, but I think we can continue to share our collection with university, with students, to tie in with a curriculum. Certainly this exhibition would be a fantastic exhibition for all the history, American history professors to bring students to, as well as other departments. So we've also been doing a lot of work on the gallery. We've reopened the second level. Thanks to Western Illinois University Administration. They were able to, do some work upstairs so we could show on that level. We have freshened up the gallery a bit, so we're making small changes that make a difference in terms of how we present art. So I just want people to know they're welcome here, that we have a nice collection, that we're doing some exciting things, and we just want people to appreciate what we have. And the other thing is just even making people aware that because we're a collecting institution, if they have works of art that they are thinking about that they might like to donate to a museum, that we would love to talk to them, that, whether there are works from the WPA or other types of work, that we are a collecting institution that, wants to share art with the community, and however we can do that is something that we're striving to do.
And what about the artwork itself? Is there anything in particular you hope people come away with after seeing this particular exhibit?
Sure. I think that the work, as I mentioned earlier, it's not just American scene painting. You know, there's a lot of different subject matters, a lot of different styles. I think that we want people to just see the range of art that was produced by artists who were employed by the Illinois Art Project, and hopefully find something they like and explore it further. The Motley painting, of course, is one of our standout paintings, and people may be familiar with him, but they're going to also see a number of artists they weren't familiar with before: Gertrude Abercrombie, Margaret Otway, Gregory Lee Orloff. I mean, we just have a lot of important artists, and I think there's something for everyone, and maybe many things for some people that will be appealing to them.
Anything you want to add?
We are doing a number of programs in conjunction with this exhibition. There's an alumni event scheduled for Tuesday, January 21st, and people who might like to attend that can contact the Alumni House for reservations. We have an opening on Tuesday, January 28th from 4:30 to 6:30, and the Vice President of Client Services at the Conservation Center will be talking at 5 o'clock as part of that reception, so anyone who's interested in learning more about the work that was done. And we also are bringing in a professor of women's studies and art history from DePaul to speak about Chicago women artists. So people who are intrigued by Gertrude Abercrombie's work can hear more about that. And that will be Tuesday, January 4th at Tillman Hall at 7 o'clock.
And then February 4th?
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, February 4th. And Gregory Gilbert, the guest curator for this exhibition, the catalog author, will be speaking about the work in context with the university at the time on February 1st at 2 o'clock, and then I'll be giving a talk February 15th, also a Saturday at 2 o'clock, on the graphics division of the Illinois Art Project, and talk about some of the prints. And the other thing I'd like to add is that, we just could not have done this without the great community support. I mean, having people come forward and organizations come forward and sponsor works of art for conservation treatment made this possible, and we can't thank them enough for their support.
And even though the opening reception is on Tuesday the 28th, the exhibit actually opens to the public on Saturday the 18th?
Correct. We are open on Saturdays from 1 to 4. And so people can come in and see the exhibition on Saturday, even before we have the formal reception on the 21st and 28th.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.